Let's turn in our Bibles to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, it's in the Old Testament. If you open your Bible about three times, you'll probably catch it because it's right in the middle, okay? Ecclesiastes. And you know what? It's right after First Psalms. Psalms is pretty easy to find because it's a pretty big book. And then you can go to Proverbs after that. After Proverbs is Ecclesiastes. If you don't have a Bible or you don't have a New King James Bible, we teach out of the New King James. There's a lot of good versions, but we just have selected the New King James. If you don't have a New King James, I encourage you to go to the book cart after church and purchase one. If you can't afford one, we'll give one to you for free. So, you know what, and glad to do that. But we have some real nice Bibles over there. I encourage you to get that. If you don't have New King James Version, we have it right up here on the screens so you can see what follow with us word for word. Look what the Bible says. A feast is made for laughter and wine makes merry, but money answers everything. Money answers everything, and so let's talk about that for a minute. Money answers everything. Well, that's a thought that the world has. We really think that money solves everything, right? And so that's what we believe. And we even seemingly see it in the Word that money answers everything. And we kind of in the back of our mind, that's what we think. How many of you think that your life would be better if you made more money? No. See, you don't want to raise your hand, but I don't want to raise my hand. But you know what? If we weren't in church, you'd raise your hand. You think, you know what? Because here's what I'm saying. You raise your hand, you'd be like, duh, of course my life. If I made more money, of course my life is going to get better. You know what I mean? We get all holified when we come into church. We're like, oh, I know what can I say to that. But I'll just, you know what? But the truth is, that's what we think. That if we made, you know what? Here, let me prove it to you. How many of you believe that your life would get better if you made double what you're making now? See, come on, somebody be honest. You know what? You're like, Pastor, that's a no-brainer. Double? Bring it on, brother. You know what I mean? Of course my life would get better. And we take that mentality and that turns into a belief, an underlining belief that money, you know what, answers everything. Or actually to say it like this, money solves all our problems. And understand, we have been marketed to completely. You know what? I was looking. I'm not going to show it to you because it's so corny. But I wanted to look at commercials. You know what? And so Joel showed me a commercial yesterday. And it was, you know, some of you are way too young to remember this commercial. But it was for Burger King. You know what I mean? And remember this. Have it your way. Can you finish it? Have it your way, you know what I mean? And they had this whole jingle, you know what? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders. Don't upset us. Okay, see, you see how marketed we are? I'm singing a song, Burger King song. You know what? That was probably, 25 years ago, and there's some people who can help me sing it. Right? Yeah. Because we're so marketed to, and we're marketed to, let me tell you the objection, let me tell you the purpose. The purpose is, in all this marketing, is to separate you from your money. You have dollars in your wallet, and Burger King wants those dollars. Yeah. McDonald's wants those dollars. You know what? Macy's wants those dollars. You know what? Visa wants those dollars. MasterCard wants those dollars. Okay? So we're marketed and marketed and marketed, and we've been marketed to ever since we were small. You know, there's dolls now that are, you know, that you can buy, And the doll comes, true story, with the credit card. What does a doll have? Why would a doll, think about it for a minute. Why would a doll have a credit card? Okay, let me tell you why. There's absolutely no reason a doll would have a credit card except to accessorize. That's exactly how stupid, you know what I mean? No, let me tell you why the doll has a credit card. Let me tell you why they've made that. Because they want to get that in your head. You know what? The sooner the better. Okay, well, here, let me prove it to you. So, Coke and Pepsi. You know what? This is advertisement for, well, I won't tell you. Anyway, Coke and Pepsi, they go to the high schoolers. Or the high schools, and they make these deals with the high schools to get their product into the high schools, okay? And here's what they do. They'll get into the high schools for nothing. You know how much they'll make in the high schools? No, they won't make anything. They'll go, and their margins are so small that they will actually have zero profit at the high school. Why would Coke and Pepsi want to have zero margins? Why do you go into a place and, I mean, your objective is to make a profit. So why would you sell your Coke in high school and not make a profit? Do you know why? Because the only thing you want is you're not looking at that 17, 14, you know what, 15-year-old. You don't care about the money that you're not making now. All you want, if you sell Coke, is for them to identify with not Pepsi. You want them to identify with Coke, with your product. Because there will be a day when they won't be in high school. And there will be a day when they're in the grocery store and they have Coke and they have Pepsi. And they want you to now pick the Coke. Does this make sense? It's not about profit margin now. It's about you identifying. That's why they make a doll with a credit card, because they want your money. And they don't want you to think, well, there's a lifestyle where I can, well, this is deep, okay, where I can save until I have enough to buy it. Pastor, what are you talking about? Oh, there's such a thing called that, okay? Called savings, okay? There's these accounts that you can purchase, that you can get at the banks. They're called savings accounts. They don't want you to know about that. They want you to identify with the credit card. Okay. Amen. That is good. And it's truth. And it's you know what? It's many of us. Just give me your best poker face right now, okay? And there's many of you who are sitting right there, and you know what? You because of your unwillingness to wait, now you're in bondage. Now you would have an extra $100 every month that you could spend on yourself, but instead, you're giving it away to other people. And here's why. MasterCard, Visa. Here's why. Because you weren't patient. You didn't want to wait. You could have put that money in the bank and you could, oh man, this is getting quiet for church right now. You could have put that money in the bank and made money from your money being saved. And then when you had, and then watch this, and then go out and purchase something and probably bought it cheaper than the original price because you had cash. Yeah. Everybody say cash. Yeah. Now, I don't really have time to go on in this vein, but that was just free, okay? But my point is, you are being marketed to. It's about they want your money. And here's what the Bible says, that money answers everything. Money answers everything. And we think, because we've been marketed so much, that we think that we really believe this down deep, even though we know it's not true. How many know you can believe something even though it's not true? You can believe something even though it's not true, because you want to believe it. You know what? You ever gone out with a guy like this? Come on, don't shout me down, ladies, when I'm preaching good. And everybody around you is telling, man, dump the dude, dump him. You know what? He's not good. But you're like, you know what? But I love him. You know what I mean? You know what? I went to the bar that night, and I you know what? And I saw him, you know what? And then, you know what? Play that funky music, White Boy came on. You know how I love that song? And then I went over, and you know what? And he asked me to dance, you know what I mean? And he's got that cool walk, like he walked, you know what? He has that cool walk. And I just melted. And you got people going, what are you talking about? He doesn't have a job. Don't shout me down, ladies. He don't have a job. You know what I mean? But you are believing something, and it's not even true. We do this. And so we know that money won't solve all our problems, but we believe it. We believe it so much that when and this has happened so many times, when somebody gets a promotion out of state, they'll take their kids in Sozo Youth out of Sozo Youth to, you know what, to Nevada, because here's why, because they're getting a $3 an hour raise, and because, you know what, I mean, are you kidding me? I'm not only going to be making more money, but the cost of living, you know how cheap it is? Like, are you kidding me, Pastor? This is such an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to mess up your life. Amen? Amen. It's true. We just think, oh yeah, but I'll just find a church there. You know what? And some of you have no idea how, and this sounds maybe egotistical, but I'm telling you, you have no idea how valuable this place is. You just don't have a clue. Amen. So, Pastor, but the Bible says money answers everything. Okay, but read what it says. It says money answers everything. Here's what it doesn't say. See, you know why you think that means money solves everything? Because that's, you go into that scripture with a preconceived notion that money solves everything. So you read that, and it says money answers everything, but you don't read that way. You read it, and you go, oh, even the Bible says money solves everything. Okay, and it's because you have a preconceived notion of what you think. But let me tell you what that says. Well, look at it. Let's just read the first three words there. But money answers. Say that with me. But money answers. Everybody say it with me. But money answers. You see, that's different than money solves everything. What the Word of God is showing us, He's going to say the same thing, and Jesus is going to say it in a little different way, and I'll show it to you in a minute. Because the Bible, you know what, is authored by the same author, so it says the same things over and over and over and over again. Here's what it's saying, that money answers, or I could say it like this, money speaks, or I could say it like this, money exposes, or I could say it like this, money declares, or I could say it like this, money tells you what's really going on in your life and where you really are. Now, let me just, in case you don't know, you know what? I'm going to talk about money today. And before you get all freaked out and go, you know what, dude, you shouldn't be talking about money. What? I don't come to church. I don't come to church to talk about money. You know what I mean? I don't. Can I tell you this? Jesus talked more about money than he did heaven.
Oh, come on, there it is.
There's over 800 scriptures in the Bible that refer to money. God teaches about money all the time. And so we as preachers of God need to proclaim what the Bible says in its totality. Everybody say it in its totality. You know what? In everything. So money speaks. Money answers. Money will tell you what's really going on. My first point was to ask this question, does money answer everything? Or does money solve all problems? Well, of course it doesn't. But money does speak. We managed apartments for a wonderful man, and he's just a great, great, great guy, great businessman. But at 58 years old, we were at his funeral. At 58 years old, we were at his funeral. And please understand, and we managed for him, you know, 25 years ago, 35 years ago. And 35 years ago, we would see about over $30,000 come in our mailbox. We had a mailbox slot come in our front door. $30,000 would come in our front door every 30 days. And this guy had many. We just managed one of his apartment complexes. He had many apartment complexes. You know what? He had a Cadillac. He had a Jaguar. You know what? He could afford anything. But at 58 years old, guess what? He had an appointment with God. Amen. He was at 58 years old when he died. You know what? He immediately was with whoever he served on this earth. Amen. Why I say that? Because I don't care how many know he could hire a good doctor. A really good doctor. How many know Steve Jobs could hire a good doctor? But see, if money solved everything, then Steve Jobs would still be alive. Is that not right? But money doesn't solve all the problems. Let me tell you what money does. Money will speak. That's what Ecclesiastes is saying. Money will speak. Everybody say money speaks.
Money speaks.
Money speaks. Money will tell you what's really going on. It doesn't solve all the problems in the world, but let me tell you what it does. It does identify with where you're really at. That's what Ecclesiastes is saying. Number two, write this down if you're taking notes. Whatever you spend your money on will tell you and others what you're into. Whatever you spend your money on will tell you and others what you're really into. Jesus said it like this. Watch this up on the screen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Look what he says. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Treasure, or you could say it like this, where your money is, where you spend your money. You know what? You ever go into, let me talk about my mother-in-law for a minute. My mother-in-law enjoys decorating for the holidays. Okay? And so we, every Christmas, you know what? She's like she really needs to go to, Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay? But not Alcoholics Anonymous, like Christmas Decorating Anonymous. So I'm telling you what, and so every Christmas, because we just collect more and more and more stuff. And every Christmas, she you know what, we'll kind of, before Christmas, say, you know, Granny, you got plenty of stuff now because we don't have to get anything new or anything more. And so this last, and it wasn't even Christmas, it was like October, you know what I mean? You know, there's still Halloween stuff. How many know the stores are putting the Christmas stuff earlier? So we have this conversation with her every year, and we had this conversation with her this year, and it didn't do any good. So in you know what? So Tamara's looking for Granny. They went to, I don't know where they were, Walmart or something. She's looking for Granny. And all of a sudden she got in her head, oh, I know where I'm going to look. You know what? Where are the Christmas decorations? You know what I mean? And so she goes to where they had, in the store where they had the Christmas decorations, and guess who she found? Granny. She found Granny, you know what I mean? In the So all I'm saying is, if you look at where you're at, and watch this, because here's what I want to help you identify today. I want to help you identify where your heart, listen, really is. Not where you think it is, but where it really is. You know, the Bible says that they praise me with their lips. Watch this. But their heart is far from me. And I hope I'm not talking to you, but if I am talking to you, don't get mad at me. Don't get upset with me. Recognize I'm Tamara and I trying to love you, that you could locate your heart. That you could be real with yourself. I told you this story, but it's a great story. Many of you haven't heard it. But you know what? You know, this is a couple years ago, and I'm right ready to get in the shower, and Tamara says, no, wait, let me grab your razor, and I'll get those gray hairs in the back of your head. And true story, here's what I told her. I said, there's no gray hairs in the back of my head. I mean, I really thought she was delusional. I was like, there's no gray hairs in the back of my head. And she said, Drew, I'm looking right at them. And I was like, oh, wow. I found it hard to believe, you know what I mean? But boom, she saw him. So today, all I'm trying to get you to do is be honest with yourself. Because Jesus said, where your treasures are, that's where your heart is. You want to find me? You want to know where I am? Find my wedding ring. Because if you find my wedding ring, you'll find where I am. Because I don't take off my wedding ring. I won't do that. Oh. Make sure that's on the tape for end of year video, okay? See, I don't do that. If you find my wedding ring, you're going to find me, because me and my wedding ring, you know what? I'm down for my wife. And I'm down for my wife when she's, I'm down for my wife when she's in front of me. Listen to me, men. And I'm down for my wife when she's not in front of me. Amen? See, you find me, you're going to find my ring. Here's what Jesus said. You can pretend like you don't have gray hairs in the back of your head like I did, but here's the truth. The truth is this: wherever your treasures are, that's where your heart's going to be. That's where your heart's going to be. Jesus cannot lie. You cannot separate what you spend spending your money on. You know what I mean? And my point, my grandma, is when you come over to our house at Christmas time, you're going to see, you know what? You're going to see all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to see it. Even, you know, you're just driving. You're going to see it. You can be far away from our house, and you're going to start to see the Christmas stuff. And you come in, and you're going to see it in the living room. You're going to see it in the dining room. You're going to see it in the family room. You're going to see it all over the place. And you know what? And here's why. Because that's where her heart is. Watch this. And so that's where she spends money. Pastor, you should not talk about this. Well, do me a favor. Tell Jesus. Because Jesus isn't telling you this because he doesn't want you to know. He wants you to locate your heart. He wants you to locate where your heart is. What's really going on in your life? So where your heart is, it's where your treasures are. Please understand this, that money has no agenda. Money has no agenda. I'm trying to think if I have... Does somebody have a bill? I don't care. $1 bill, $10 bill. You know what? Yeah, 50 would be fine. Okay. Okay. So this is $10 bill. This is good. Okay. So what's this money doing?
Nothing.
It's just looking up. It has no agenda. Okay, watch. You put this money in somebody's hands, now that money is going to do whatever that heart is going on because they're connected. Ever say they're connected? Where your treasures are, that's where your heart is. They're connected. So this $10 bill, we can give and it can help, you know what, dig clean water wells in Africa, okay? And we can go out and buy some marijuana with this. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You know what? We could we not? But what's this money now? It's got no agenda. It's just doing nothing. It doesn't have an agenda until it gets connected to our heart. And when it gets connected to our heart, then whatever we're into. See, and don't be deceived. Don't think, no, I'm totally into God. But you know what? I don't. And guys, can I be honest with you? You know what? I need to be real with you. So you can't listen. You just can't. You know what? You've spent $28,000 or $38,000. Listen, if this is you, I'm not. Please, if my example fits the car that you drive, don't get mad at me. I'm not trying to call you out, okay? But you spend $38,000 on a new Ford truck. $38,000. Well, how could you do that? You don't have $38,000. Well, that's easy. You just sign up for it to, you know what? You know, whatever, 538 payments of, you know what, $468. You know, you get on a five-year borrowing program of which not only you're spending a lot of money for that truck, but you're spending a lot of money in interest. And you did that. Why did you do that? Here's why you did that. Because you had to have that truck, man. Right? That's where your heart is. You know what I mean? Exactly. You're like, man, you know what? And you're all into your truck. Okay. That's where your heart is. Okay. Can I get real with somebody?
Yeah.
I'm asking, can I get real with someone? But if you look at how much you gave to the kingdom of God, listen to me. How much? Listen, please understand this. This is helpful preaching. Well, it hurts, but you know what? But you'll go to the doctor and ask him to shoot, he'll come up with a needle, you know, this big, and you'll be happy. You'll be happy. Why? Because you know that answers. Listen, let me go on with the analogy. So you have $38,000 over 5 years, but watch this. But last year, you gave less than $1,000, listen to me, that came in throughout the whole year to building the kingdom of God. And can I tell you what? And most people, listen to me, and most people that come into the church, listen to me, have no problem with that. Matter of fact, what the problem they have is that the pastor would have the tenacity and the gumption to even say that. Hello? And it's can I tell you what? It's craziness because here's why. Because our heart is so far from God. Here, let me give you an example. There's this guy, and he comes up to Jesus, and here's what he does. You can read in your Bible. And I, as a matter of fact, reading your Bible every day is great because you learn all kinds of things. Amen? And you see things. I have read this over and over again, and I never recognized that this is what happened. Here's what happened. This guy comes up to Jesus. You know what? He's got a lot of money, and he comes up to Jesus. And what I always read it like this, he came up to him, and he said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" But I read it the other day. That's not what happened. Can I tell you what happened? Here's what happened. He came up to Jesus. Watch this. All eyes up here. Here's what. He came up to Jesus, and here's what he did. "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" You know what the Bible says? He got on his knees. Can I tell you what? Jesus sees right through him. Jesus sees him, but he sees right through him. He recognizes, this guy is just, it's all good. Or you know, man, you're laying on it on thick, brother. And here's what, well, look at his response. You know what Jesus' response to him? Here's Jesus' response. It's like, dude, there's nobody good. The only body who's good is God. Amen. So knock the jive off. You know, oh, good teacher, what must I? Knock it off. And then he says this. This guy's such a jive talker. Here's what he says. Jesus goes through these things. You know what? You need to do this. You need to do that. Goes through a bunch of five of the commandments. Goes through the commandments. And here's what this guy says. Such a jive talker. Here's what he says. "I've done all those since my youth." Now let me do, I'm just asking. Has anybody done some stupid things in junior high or high school? I'm just asking. Okay. Did any of y'all do something in junior high or high school that you regret? Somebody be honest. Okay, someone, thank you very much. But listen, but we're to believe that this guy didn't. And you know who's saying he didn't? Interesting. You know who's saying he didn't? He's saying he didn't. "Oh, I've done all this ever since I was youth." Oh, yeah, well, right. And then here's what Jesus says. Jesus says this. "Well, let me tell you what. Here's what you lack. Here's what your problem is." Barna Research says this, that the trend is that there are less and less people who give faithfully to church anymore. And what's sad about it is he's not talking about all the people that don't go to church. All he's talking about is the people who go to church. And here's what the research says. The research says that people who go to church regularly give, that now people who faithfully give 10% or more is less than 4%. Now you know what's so crazy about that? It's crazy because like about 8 years ago it was 7%. Now it's 4%. You know what that is? That means in just a short period of time, the giving in churches has gone down 40%. Everybody say 40%. And Jesus, watch this, Jesus identifies where his heart is. See, they draw close to me with their words, with their mouth, but their heart's far from me. So Christian, come on up here real quick. So Christian, come on, stand right over here. Christian will be Jesus, and I'll be the rich young ruler. And so watch this. And so the rich young ruler comes to Jesus, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? You know what? And Jesus says, you know what? You know, you got to do all this. Oh, man, I've got that, you know, and I've done that. And then he says this, and then he says, here's what you need to do. You need to take care of your money situation. Because what you're doing is you're not putting your money where it needs to go. And you need to sell what you have and give it to the poor. And then he says this, and then come back to me and follow me. Now listen, he's giving the rich young ruler the same opportunity that he gave to Peter and to Andrew and to John. Saying the same thing. But here's what happens. He's drawing close to him. Watch this. Good teacher with his lips. But when he has an opportunity to show him. Everybody say money speaks. See, now money is going to, or money speaks, or money identifies, or money exposes. See, now here's what he's going to do. He's drawing close to him with his lips, but where is his heart? His heart is, watch this, where is your heart? Come on, I'm teaching you this. Where's your heart? Your heart is where your treasures are. So he's coming close to him with his mouth, but his heart has to go where his treasure is. His treasure is not with Jesus. His treasure is with the money. And so giving that, and how many know Christ will speak to you? And giving that confrontation, because Jesus, what Jesus says, he can't lie. See, here's what you need to know. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And let me tell you, Christian, you can sit. Yeah, actually, stand there. I like you here. And listen to this. Listen to this. And what we say, because here's the magic wand that we think is going to wipe away. It's like the etch-a-sketch. You know what I mean? So Jesus says, well, you know what? Where your treasures are, your heart will be also. Thank you for catching that. Where your treasures are. See, I'm moving the dials. Okay, where your treasures are. And we take the edge of sketch and just, here's the shake. Here's what the magic wand that takes that scripture and we just think it doesn't apply to us. Here's what it is. I can't afford to be generous. I can't afford to be generous. See, and here's what we want to do. We want to come with all the reasons. Amen. Some of you young, you don't even know how funny that was. You have no idea how funny that was. But we want to come with all these reasons to why this doesn't apply to me. And the main reason we want to come is because we want to, watch this, what we want to talk about how we can't afford to. And can I tell you what? It's just our deception. Because I can show you in the Word where the Bible says that there was a church and they gave out of their poverty. Why? Here's why. Because that's where their heart was. Now, let me tell you what, for most of you, for almost everybody in this room, you can't give out of your poverty because you're not impoverished. You've got transportation, you have more food than you need, you know what, you have homes that you live in, you have apartments you live in, you have cell phones, you have flat screens, you have, hello? You have a closet filled with clothes you have on, and don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. See, can I tell you what? It's just a jive. It's just a retch-a-sketch. It's just an etch-a-sketch, whatever. You're just shaking the essence. And can I tell you what? But the Word of God, heaven and earth, listen, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the Word of God will never pass away. It's never going to change. And you know why I'm telling you this message? Because I want you to be honest with yourself and get real and figure out, you know what? Pray about what you are going to do. What is your responsibility, you know what, to the kingdom of God? Because let me tell you what, to whom much is given, much is required. We as a church have been given this church. We as a church have been, listen to me, we as a church have a obligation and a responsibility. Who do you think is going to get Pico Rivera saved? Can I tell you what? We are. We have been given the responsibility. That's what our job is. Praise the Lord, Pastor. That's good preaching. You know what? And we drive away in our truck that we are happy to make payments of $498 for the next 5 years. But we think Pastor is really crossing the line. You know what? When he says we have an opportunity to, you know what, to really reach out to our community and build this outdoor, you know, outdoor fellowship area, and you know what, and all I need is 300 people who will give $1,000. That's all I need. And we think, you know what? We think, man, he shouldn't say that. He shouldn't say that. Well, I believe that you should just teach the Word of God. Can I teach a little bit more of the Word of God? Thank you, Christian. Here. Can I teach you a little bit more of the Word of God? So in the Bible, they had these, they called them treasuries. Everybody look back at Mark, and put your hand on that, right there, on that box. So in the temple they had 13 of these boxes in the back on a wall. They called them trumpets. And Jesus goes into the church, and you can read in your Bible, and here's what he does. Watch me. Here's what he does. Here's what he does. He goes like this. Why did he do that? Because he was watching. See, Jesus didn't go to our, we have a class where we teach. Give me one of the tithe buckets quickly. And we teach in this class. Jesus didn't go to the usher's class. And in the usher's class, we teach the ushers that when they're passing out, what they shouldn't do is go like this. With this row, man. we teach them, don't do that. You know what I mean? You know, pass it, but don't, you know what I mean? Just be casual. You know what I mean? Just be casual. You know what I mean? Don't be, okay. But Jesus didn't go to that class. Okay. Here's what Jesus did. You can read it. You know the story when the lady gave her two mites? And Jesus was like, this is awesome. You know what I mean? That's what, you can read it. That's what it says. He was back there at one of the treasuries, they called them trumpets, and he was looking to see what they were going to give. I don't think you should teach like this. Okay, can I tell you what Jesus is, can I tell you about what God says about himself? I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I, you know what, Mark, do me a favor, make sure none of these ushers, you know, do that. But can I tell you what? I can tell the ushers not to do that, but can I tell you what? Jesus is watching. I'm just telling you. You know what? See, here's what you don't know. I got this. You know what? You have no idea. You know, I can put in, you're sitting next to me. I can put in a check. I could put in like 20 ones. I could put in 100 ones. You know what I mean? Ooh, this thing is fat. Ooh, look how fat it is. I can barely close it. You know what I mean? Hello? You know what I mean? And then somebody next to you could just put in like three bills, but they're all hundreds. No, you got the fat one, you know what I mean?
Ooh, look at this.
You know, and back in the day, all that money was all change. It was all coins. So that it would be clunk, 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 clunk. But that woman, listen, she gave out of her livelihood. She didn't give out of her abundance. All I'm telling you, oh, let me tell you one more thing and I'll stop. Here's what the Bible says. Jesus said, because here's your mentality. Okay, Pastor, that's all good, but I can't. Well, again, locate what you did last year with your money, and you'll see really where your heart is. But listen, before you say you can't, please understand what Jesus said. Here's what Jesus said. Give, and I'll be given back to you. See, that takes your argument and it flushes it down the toilet. It's not true. Give and it'll be given back to you. Give and it'll be given back to you. So you know what? If that happens, every single one of us can give. Because God has promised to give it back to us. Why is what this guy did so evil? When Jesus asked him to take care of his finances and he turns and walks away from Jesus. Why is that so evil? Here's why. Because ultimately, you know what it is? It's saying to God, God, I can't trust you. If I screamed out to God, God, I can't trust you! You'd go, heresy. But how many of us shout that because your money speaks? How many of us shout that to God every single paycheck? Yeah. We just say, I can't trust him. 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 I won't trust him. And what I'm here to tell you is to say, you know what? Tamara and I are praying that you would trust God. That you would see, and what's going to happen is it, because let me tell you what, God will be faithful. If you give, he will give back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, God will cause man to give back to you. You know, so I'll tell you a story real quick, and then I'll close. So Tyler is takes his tithe out yesterday. He goes to the bank, finds out that they're taking $12 a month out in an account that he, you know what I mean, was like, ah, that's, I'm not going to do this. Gives his tithe, brings his tithe in. You know what? He goes to the bank, and then the lady asks, well, why are you closing this account? He says, because they're taking $12 a month out. I really don't even use this, so I'm going to close that down. So he starts to walk away, and the teller says, oh, by the way, I put that money back in your account. Into your savings account. He said, how much? She said, 3 months, $36. Now, did that lady have to do that? No. Oh, Pastor, that's just, I'm telling you what, Tyler didn't even ask. Amen. All I'm saying to you is, guys, I know how it is. And here's the mentality. As soon as I get the money, then I'm going to serve God. I'm going to say, see, Pastor, you don't understand my finances. Let me explain your finances. You don't understand my God. Right. See, amen. I pray that you will become generous, that you will start to become a tither at Hope Community Church. And I not only pray that you will become a tither, but I pray that you would make a decision to give monthly to the Outdoor Fellowship Founders Hall or Outdoor Fellowship Area. And I pray that, listen, not because, I pray that for a lot of reasons. One, because we need to be responsible to what was given to us. But two, because I know you'll start seeing God move crazy in your life, cool. And it will be a blessing to you.